Well, I think when he arrived at the conception that the lack of a design could be his design, he could point to a precedent in Russian letters for being unusual, quirky, anomalous, disingenuous. He had the father of Russian literature, the great poet Alexander Pushkin, whose famous novel, Eugene Onegin, was a novel in verse. That was a departure from standards. One wouldn't necessarily consider that a novel. And then there was Gogol, whose Dead Souls was subtitled a poema or an epic. So even though that was a novel, it wasn't really a novel, it was more Dante-esque. So Tolstoy was able to climb in on that bandwagon. I think one reason Turgenev was recognized more widely in Europe is that his writing was more conventional. He wrote novella and novels that were very similar to the types of things you would read on the continent or in England, whereas the rest of the Russian writers were doing rather bizarre, both stylistically, formally, and in terms of plot. When you have Gogol writing about noses that depart from people's faces and wander through the streets of Petersburg. There was also a sense in Russian letters of a fantastic element that's a little bit different from the European Gothic. And I think Tolstoy taps that as well. His novel, War and Peace, at moments, definitely takes off from the realistic and goes into psychological realms and transcendental moments. So in all of these ways, I think he had a tradition he could lean on when he said that he was going to do something radical.